Hello and welcome to the Guelph Politicast. I'm Adam A. Donaldson of Guelph Politico. If this is your first time streaming or downloading the program, Guelph Politicast is an interview show where I talk to politicians, activists, and people of note making a difference or are just making life in the Royal City more interesting. For previous episodes of the Guelph Politicast, you can find them on the Guelph Politicast channel on Podbean, or you can subscribe through iTunes. Today I don't talk. Today, for those of you that couldn't be there in person, I replay the Mayor's State of the City address last Friday at the Delta Hotel and Conference Center. And no, before you ask, this has nothing to do with this week's Politicast guest falling through. So why should we all be hashtagging Guelph proud? And why is the state of the city so good? That's the topic of this week's Guelph Politicast. The Guelph Chamber of Commerce puts on an annual event called the State of the City, where the mayor of Guelph gives an address that is akin to the famous State of the Union address south of the border, but not exactly the same. In the speech, the mayor makes the case that the current climate in the Royal City is one designed to foster better business and encourage growth and development, and Cam Guthrie, in his third State of the City, once again aimed to make that case by using the social media hashtag GuelphProud, which did start trending rather quickly, so in that regard, the speech was a success. Of course, the State of the City is an event where you have to pay for entry, but it's important to know how the mayor is selling our city to local businesses and how he might be selling it to business communities beyond our borders. That's why I live blog and video record the speech, but in case you can't sit down and dedicate a half an hour or more to watching the State of the City, maybe you can just listen to it at a leisurely pace the way you would a regular podcast or an audiobook, so getting the State of the City this way might serve you better. So let's all now go back in time to Friday morning at the Delta Hotel and Conference Center for a breakfast pep talk from Mayor Cam Guthrie.
Now, without further ado, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you the Mayor of the City of Guelph, a fellow Top 40 Under 40 alumni, and a community champion long before his time as mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise to welcome His Worship Mayor Cam Guthrie to deliver the State of the City address.
Please come up. I'd really like to, you know, shake your hand, give you a hug. Thank you very much for all you do for Guelph and for being here today. And I do want to also thank Bell for sponsoring today as well. It's already been mentioned, but I want to reach out and acknowledge them. I am thrilled too that some of the ticket sales are going to Kids Ability. And as was mentioned by Keithio, excuse me, there is a booth at the back there, and so, you know, wander all over, over there afterwards, and there's, I think, some things that you can take away with you and get to know Kids Ability and the good work that they do here in the community. Now, I want to acknowledge some of the city councilors that are here today. So if you could stand when I say your name, and then we can have a round of applause for the good work that you do here in our community. So we have Dan Gibson, Phil Alt, Leanne Piper, Mark McKinnon, and I just want to make sure, have I missed anybody at all? Okay, let's give them a round of applause. I'd also like to recognize our key staff. We have Derek Thompson, our CAO, and the executive team here. Lots of them are here intermixed amongst you, general managers. I would like actually everyone from the City of Guelph that's here today, from our corporation that's serving you day in and day out, to please stand and be acknowledged for the good work that you do here in our community as well.
Thank you.
can't go on without saying a big thank you to my wonderful wife, Rachel, for being here, and for working the room way better than I do, and for being a real anchor through this journey that we're going through. So thank you very much for being here. Before I dive in a little bit further, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the Indigenous territory that we are gathered on. And this Indigenous acknowledgement that I'm going to give here is actually something new that Council has brought in to start our meetings. And so I'm really glad that we're starting to do that here in the city of Guelph. So as we gather, we are reminded that Guelph is situated on treaty land that is steeped in rich Indigenous history and home to many First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people today. As a city, we have a responsibility for the stewardship of the land on which we both live and work. And as a city, we want to acknowledge the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation on whose traditional territory we are meeting. Thank you very much. So folks, we are at the halfway point of this term of council. The last 2 years has been an incredible journey. I don't know about you, but I have really felt that time has flown by. I estimate that I've been at about over 500 community events over the last 2 years. From the first one, which was a flag raising for the Métis people down at City Hall, to one that I just joined this week, which was for the Seed Food Hub soup fundraising. And I've talked to thousands and thousands of people, and these experiences have driven home for me that we have a lot to be proud of here in this city. So as I prepared for today, I kept coming back to that sense of pride. So I decided to make this year's State of the City theme, Guelph Proud. I've even created a Twitter handle, @GuelphProud, and the hashtag, #GuelphProud, which I encourage you to use whenever you have good news to share today. I've also made Guelph Proud buttons, which you all have at your seats. So let's all just take a moment right now. Let's put our buttons on. Let's all put our buttons on. I know some of you have done that already. Let's put our buttons on. Now, if you hear something today in today's presentation that makes you proud for the city that we live, work, and play in, I encourage you to use social media and tweet it out and hashtag Guelph Proud as we continue. You know, when I was elected as your mayor, I wanted to bring a renewed focus on addressing what I call the front porch issues. The broken sidewalks, the red tape for businesses, more commercial opportunities. It's about using municipal tax dollars for municipal issues. The issues that really matter and make a difference in people's lives. So 2 years in, I am very proud to say that these issues are at the top of the agenda. Now there are three key areas where this change can be seen. There's a new tone, both inside and outside City Hall, a focus on infrastructure that makes our life better, and a focus on efficient and affordable programs and services for the community. Now, tone is not something that you can easily measure on a spreadsheet. It doesn't make headlines, but it is critically important. And one of my top priorities when being elected was to start mending the broken relationship between the city and the county of Wellington. I am proud to report that for the first time in 7 years, the city of Guelph has officially rejoined the county social services committee. This means that our city finally has a voice at the social services table where we deliver, that are delivered in our community, and which we help fund, by the way. It also means that we have taken a major step in repairing our relationship with the county. This is a Guelph Proud moment, and we should all applaud that we are back at that same table. Or in the same box. One of Council's key achievements this year was the hiring of a new CAO, Derek Thompson. The CAO is the only employee hired by council. Finding the right person is crucial because the CAO heads up the city administration and is responsible for the city's budget and all of the employees. Now, Derek has taken a number of key steps as CAO. He has filled a number of vacancies in our senior management, and in many cases, and this is very important, he has promoted from within. The executive team has brought also on a new corporate administrative plan. One with clear focus and priorities around services, people, and resources. Now, I want to thank Derek for all the work he has done to bring a new tone at City Hall. There's also a new tone around City Council Horseshoe, not only in how we are interacting with each other, but in how we interact with those who we represent, And now as mayor and as council, we are setting a new standard for accessibility, holding town hall meetings, attending hundreds of community events, and being very active on social media, making sure that we're interacting with the people that we represent. We've replaced our old standing committee, which had four councilors and the mayor on each, with a new committee of the whole structure that includes the entire council. This means that every member of council is now part of the discussion and the debate at the committee level. And it means that people delegating to the committee can present to everyone at the same time. It is more efficient, it's more transparent, and these meetings are now televised. We've also brought in a new and improved process for the city budget, and along with revised reporting on reserves and variances. Now, at last year's State of the City, I talked about how when I became mayor, I also became a member of the board of the Guelph Municipal Holdings Incorporated, or GMHI. I shared last year that after only one meeting, I did feel that changes were needed immediately. I said we had made some changes to improve GMHI's performance, but I also promised you that more information would be coming. And a lot has happened since then. So last May, actually just a week after the State of the City address, Council received a report, a public report, that had full accounting of GMHI and its group of companies. It was a level of transparency that we have never seen before in the city. And based on that information in the report, in July, Council decided not to move forward with expanding the two district energy plants located in the downtown and the Hanley Creek Business Park. Instead, we would only continue to operate them as is. Now, in October, Council decided to shelve GMHI for the time being and created a new structure where Guelph Hydro reports directly to Council as the shareholder. This provides a very clean line of sight between Hydro and the city. Now, this has taken a lot of time and a lot of effort, but I'm proud that we now have a foundation for better governance and better operational and financial performance. We are now positioned to manage our city assets in a way that realizes the best value for our community. Now, one of the biggest changes of the past 2 years is a new positive tone with the business community. Guelph is clearly now a city that is open for business. We've ticked a lot of the right boxes off in the last couple of years. We're setting records for building permits and construction values. We're selling land in the Hanley Creek Business Park. There's more private sector development in the downtown than we've seen for decades. And we're finally seeing movement on the old Imico property and in the Claire Mulpey Greenfield lands. This is all good news. But the most striking thing is the change in tone. And I'm not the only one saying it. I'm hearing it over and over again from the business community. You know, Guelph was recently chosen as the Canadian headquarters for a biotech firm called Synexis. And when asked why Guelph at the announcement, the CEO explained about the world-class research strengths of the University of Guelph, our city's excellent location, and this part made me particularly happy, the support and cooperation he received from City Hall. And I quote from him, "The business environment here is exactly what we were looking for." But that's not the only example. At the ribbon cutting for a new headquarters on University of Guelph property, NSF International, the local developer who managed the project went out of his way to praise city building staff for their help, their cooperation, and their problem solving. He said it was the first time in 30 years as a developer in Guelph that he has ever given such high praise to city staff. And the city also received high praise at the ribbon cutting for a new expanded integrated metal manufacturing plant here in town. To quote the company president, "It's nice to see how the city of Guelph works so well with industry. To get this done in such a quick fashion, the city of Guelph really came through. I'm really proud to tell everyone about this." These are Guelph proud moments indeed. We are turning this ship around, and a change like this does not happen by accident. It's the result of a lot of hard work from the city's executive team, staff, council, the development and business community. We are going to continue to stay on this path, a path of excellent customer service and continued improvement. Now, over the past 2 years, the city has also tackled a number of long overdue infrastructure projects. We've got a $15 million renovation underway to modernize the Victoria Road Rec Center. The often talked about South End Rec Community Center is actually now proceeding to the detailed design work, a key step in getting the shovels into the ground. We are finally fixing all those sidewalk hazards, and we've built a multi-use path on Woodlawn Road that's been needed for a long time so that people can bike or walk to work in the north end of the city. These investments allow people choice when it comes to their transportation needs. And one of my proudest moments as mayor was opening the city's first skate park. The park attracts about 125 people on weekends and on holidays. It was a long time coming. I actually advocated for a skate park in 1997. It's true, there I am. Yeah, a lot thinner. Bunch of us got together to protest City Hall saying, where is the skateboard and BMX park? I apologize for that picture. But we've made so much progress, but this just scratches the surface of a lot of our city's infrastructure needs. To date, our best estimates have been that we have about a $200 million infrastructure problem in this city. Now, I'll repeat that because it's our best estimate that we have about a $200 million infrastructure problem. But during this term of council, we made a commitment to solidify our corporate asset management plans around the $4.1 billion of assets that we're responsible for. And these plans will establish when to repair or replace and to make sure that we get the maximum value out of your tax dollars. Now, we will have more definite and definitive numbers coming forward to council and the community in the spring, but from what I have gathered so far, I would not be surprised if this infrastructure problem is at least double the original estimates. Every single year that we ignore this problem, we are only making it worse and more expensive for every single one of us in the long run. So that's why in this year's budget, council decided to do something about it. Council approved a base operating and capital budget at 2.13%, which was one of the lowest in years, and it was the first unanimous vote of a city operating budget over the last four terms of council. And then council established a new dedicated infrastructure fund, which will be paid through the 1% levy. One of the most common complaints I hear from people is that they do not mind paying their fair share, they just don't know where their money's going. In this case, you now know exactly where these funds are going. They are 100% dedicated to infrastructure, period. And this fund will allow us to take advantage of both federal and provincial funding programs that are upon us. Who knew a year ago that the new government would pledge funding of $83 billion in infrastructure funding across Canada over 10 years. In order for Guelph to get our fair share, we need to have that funding in place and we need to be ready to go. So here, I have an example for you. Let's say there's a $10 million bridge that has to be replaced. And the federal and provincial governments offer to give us, the city of Guelph, $7.5 million. That means the city has to fund the extra 2.5. But if we don't have it, they will skip us. They will go somewhere else. And when they do, 100% of that $10 million burden still rests on the taxpayers of Guelph. The bridge still needs to be fixed. So Guelph has, and I'm excited to announce this to you, has received over $19 million so far in federal and provincial funding for water, wastewater, transit, and roads. For example, we're going to be starting on Metcalf Street, and of course you've seen all the work that's been happening on York Road. Now we have a lot more applications in the hopper, so you can expect to see a lot more construction around Guelph in the next year or two. So don't tweet me about that. Another key change in this year's budget was tackling the historic funding of stormwater. That shortfall was $4 million a year. Now, I know that stormwaters and stormwater ponds are not the kind of sexy things that make headlines, but as a former insurance broker, I know that flooded streets and flooded basements are a huge problem, and it's a problem that this council could no longer ignore, especially with the increased amounts of severe weather events that have been happening. As we are dedicating more funds to infrastructure, Council has also put the foundation in place to ensure that every single penny is spent wisely. We now have a project management office that tracks every complex capital project and ensures transparency through regular reporting to Council and to the public. This was a key recommendation that came out after a third-party review of the Urbicon City Hall construction. And it is this term of Council that implemented it. Another Guelph-proud moment. Now, in many ways, programs and services are the heart of your local government. They are what makes our city tick. 6,000 people came out for free events at Market Square last year. There were more than 3,000 people that came to the live screening of the Tragic the Hip show. Hundreds more coming out for Aboriginal Day, John Galt Day, family movie nights. We gathered in our public space to seek comfort after the Orlando tragedy and to make our voices heard when it came to our local water issues and recently at the Women's March. We celebrated the lighting of the Christmas tree while donating food to clothing to those in need and clothing to those in need. Guelph welcomed more than 1,000 athletes and coaches and engaged more than 600 volunteers when we hosted the Special Olympics Spring Games. This was thanks to an incredible effort from the Guelph Police Services who coordinated the event. Let's give them a special round of applause. A Guelph proud moment. We also opened up food trucks in town. We've already given out 31 new food truck licenses. That's essentially 31 new businesses that have set up and are in Guelph now. We also solidified a new 10-year commitment from the Guelph Storm. This is not only good news for Storm fans, it's good news for restaurants, hotels, and shops, and it's good news for dozens upon dozens of community organizations. If you've ever bought a 50-50 ticket at a Guelph Storm game, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. We've also hired 4 new paramedics to improve response times in Erin. That was a decision that this council made in this year's budget. We offer free transit, museum, and rec passes for the refugee families that are now settling in our city. And we're also modernizing the way we deliver services in the digital age with a new portal that lets you access more than 40 online digital services. For example, you can now sign up to receive a text or a phone or an email reminder about your waste pickup the day before. I love it because then when I get it on my phone, it reminds me to call my son downstairs to take out the garbage. So he will not like that that's on video, but yeah, that's what I do. You can use the app to report a noisy party, a parking problem, and much more now to bylaw officers. And you can transparently track that complaint now right on your phone to resolution. Our goal at the City of Guelph, both from the administration and from council, is to make your lives easier. And you're going to see way more of this coming in the next couple of years. Moving forward, council has approved a new service review framework to ensure the city is offering the right services at the right level and in the best and most efficient way possible. This is the first time such a framework has ever been put into place, and it is this council that approved it. A Guelph proud moment. The first 3 reviews will be solid waste, boulevard maintenance, and then transit, and the solid waste review has already begun. Now, I'm confident that looking within will generate results, and many people and businesses that I discussed the infrastructure levy with wanted to make sure that the internal service review framework was in place before asking the community for more. Now, a couple of months ago, executives from local manufacturer Denso reached out to me when they heard the city was doing service reviews. They offered to take me and some staff on a tour to share their expertise in service reviews and continuous improvement. Now, one piece of advice that stuck out with me while I was on the tour with them was they always ask why 5 times. If their line is slowing down, ask why. Is it because a part's not performing right? Well, then ask why. If it's because the maintenance didn't happen on that part, then ask why. If it wasn't inspected, then why? It's because the system for scheduling the inspections for the maintenance of the part wasn't adequate. Then fix the system. We need to do more of that at City Hall. We need to start asking why more and more, to drill down, to figure out how we can make your lives easier. And the service review framework is an excellent start. Looking for savings within is important. Yet also looking for greater revenue can't be ignored either. For example, when I was first elected, I pushed for the city to collect on outstanding court fines. 2 years later, after implementing a collections program, our courts department has now recovered more than $260,000. We've accomplished a tremendous amount in the last 2 years, but I'm even more excited about what the next 2 years are going to bring. One project that excites me and one I really want you to try to keep close watch of is called the Civic Accelerator, which the city launched with a number of partners, including Innovation Guelph, the University of Guelph Seabase, Canada's Open Data Exchange, and the Chamber of Commerce. Often we hear politicians say, we need to run government more like a business. Well, through the accelerator, the city is doing just that. We are inviting the private sector, startups, entrepreneurs, into city departments to find new solutions to long-standing complex problems. Now, the first problem that we have going now is water leaks in homes and businesses that go undetected between the building periods. This can waste a huge amount of water and cost everyone a lot of money. So to solve this problem, a company called Alert Labs has come into City Hall and they've created a device. It's basically like a Fitbit that goes around your water meter that will send real-time data, including alerts about any leaks, directly to your phone. The second problem is how to make sure residents and businesses know about the developments that are being planned in your neighborhood before the shovels go in the ground. And so to solve this one, we have another company called Milieu. Milieu Technologies has developed a web mobile app that automatically connects citizens with city planners and the developers, all leading to better outcomes for everyone. Now, next month, the city is hosting a demo day to share the results of these collaborations and how they may or may not be part of the city programs moving forward. The accelerator is important, not just for the solutions it will bring, but for the fact that Guelph is one of only a very small handful of communities that are doing this. The only other two is San Francisco and Amsterdam. They've also invited the private sector into City Hall there and working on problems, trying to solve them together. This is a revolutionary approach. And if the results are as positive as I think they are, we will be doing a lot more of this, inviting the private sector into City Hall. Now, another thing to watch over the next few years is the growth of the innovation corridor that stretches between Toronto and Waterloo. It's bolstered by the province's commitment to two-way, all-day GO train service with a stop in Guelph. Now, what does Guelph then bring to the innovation corridor? The success of the accelerator is creating a launching pad to encourage new civic tech sector businesses in our city. That will be one area of focus for sure. But we also bring the established, world-renowned strengths of our agri-food and agri-innovation sector. Strengths that begin with the University of Guelph and its 150th year history of Canada's food industry, food university. This year, the U of G was awarded nearly $77 million in federal funding, the largest federal funding investment in history, to develop high-tech information systems for food sustainability. It is the perfect marriage of a legacy of excellence in agri-food and innovation to find new solutions to the digital age. It's the perfect example of the unique value proposition that Guelph has in the corridor between Toronto and Waterloo. This is another Guelph proud moment. Now, 2017 is going to be a very special year. It's Canada's 150th birthday, but it's also Guelph's 190th birthday. In this special year, I am proud to announce that Guelph will be part of a national challenge called Three Things Canada. As Calgary Mayor, Mayor Nenshi challenged me, I am challenging every Guelph resident and business to give a gift of three things, three acts of service The three things can be as simple as shoveling the neighbor's driveway or get more involved in volunteering with an organization that's maybe changing the world. The possibilities are endless. If you're looking for ideas, I encourage you to contact the Volunteer Center. They can connect you with organizations that need their help. If every Canadian did three things, we'd have over 100 million acts of service this year as a birthday gift for Canada's 150th. Three Things is a national campaign, but when I heard about it, I just knew it was a Guelph thing. We have it in our DNA. We're going to step up. In fact, I can just see most people saying, three? Just three? How do I know that we have this in our DNA? Because if there's one thing I've learned over the first couple of years as your mayor, it's this. Guelph is not about roads and bricks and mortar. It's not even so much about the programs and services coming from the government. It's about people. It's about the kids who opened up the lemonade stand this past summer and then gave all the money to charity. It's about one of our waste collectors who got out of his truck to help a child say goodbye to her pacifiers. And the transit driver who got out to help and was caught on video helping an elderly person get onto the bus. It's about Jim Estill and the dozens of groups and individuals who have sponsored more than 200 Syrian refugees, making national headlines for being a welcoming and caring city. It's about one Syrian newcomer, Walaf, and his friend, Liam, who when he heard about the fires in Fort McMurray, he collected donations from all across Guelph and then personally drove them all the way out to Alberta. And they are my special guests today, and I would ask them both to please stand and be recognized for being amazing guests. Asked me for a Guelph shirt before he left. And it was just amazing to see some of the photos of you guys out there helping people and see Guelph across the shirt. Amazing. It's organizations like I mentioned earlier, Kids Ability, that helps thousands of local kids with special needs to reach their final potential. It's about groups like Bridges Out of Poverty that I've mentioned the last couple of years at the State of City addresses. They help people change their lives in our community. It's about every single person in this room, business leaders, entrepreneurs, employees of the City of Guelph, volunteers, counselors, and corporate citizens. It is January, it's time for New Year's resolutions. So here's one for you. Let's resolve to never, ever take our city for granted. Let's pledge to be grateful that we live in one of the most talented, safest, livable, and prosperous communities in the world. Of all the cities in the world, we landed together here in Guelph. Let's keep celebrating our successes, and let's keep working together to make our city even better. And let's always resolve to be Guelph proud. Thank you very much. Be able to take some questions from the floor on anything, and I have no idea what they are, so don't think I know what's about to come. These are always exciting and scary moments at the same time. No, that's all good. There are two microphones, if you could hold them up, okay? And so, by all means, if anyone has any questions about what you heard or didn't hear, or it's open book, go right ahead and ask whatever you wish. And I'd be happy to try to answer them for you. And if I don't know the answer, I'm going to be one of those politicians that says, I don't know the answer. I will get back to you, and then come and see me after, and I'll just email you the answer later. Not try to make it up on the spot. Do you have a question somewhere? No, okay, have a great day, everybody. Yeah. Well, is someone coming over there?
here to network with you. But that was fantastically done and well outlined vision. And a round of applause again.
No problem. Thank you.
And once again, that was Mayor Cam Guthrie with his State of the City address. For full coverage of the speech, you can find that on Guelph Politico. And that's it for the Guelph Politicast this week. The theme music for Guelph Politicast comes from KPN Classics and Sid Dale. The host of the Guelph Politicast is Podbean. Go to guelphpoliticast.podbean.com to listen to past episodes, and while you're there, you can also listen to Open Source's Guelph. If you missed last Thursday's episode on CFRU, you can download it via the Politicast channel on Podbean. You can get in touch with me by emailing adamadonaldson@gmail.com. Reach me through Twitter at adamadonaldson. There is a Guelph Politico Facebook page, which you can find at facebook.com/politicoguelph. And of course, you can donate to the Guelph Politico Patreon at patreon.com/guelphpolitico. If you like locally sourced independent media in the city of Guelph, please consider donating. For all the latest local political news, check out guelphpolitico.blogspot.ca, where we will have a new episode of the Guelph Politicast for you shortly. And until then, see you next time.